Hey everyone, we're so excited you've decided to join us today. We want to take a few minutes to let you know what to expect in our service and let you know about what's coming up at the Vineyard. Our church is all about joining God's mission, transforming all things, and we believe that starts in our gatherings. God is here and just might speak to us and transform us. So during today's service, we'll sing to God and hear a teaching from the Bible. Then we'll spend a few moments in quiet reflection and take time to respond to God before we dismiss. We'll be together just over an hour, and you can follow our order of service to know what's coming next. Let me show you how. If you're joining us online, simply click the Notes tab in the menu. Or if you gathered in person, you can pull out your phone and follow along at votrweekly.org. Either way, you'll definitely want to check it out, because in addition to today's order of service, you'll also find song titles, sermon notes, announcements, and next steps. Are you new here? We'd love to connect with you. If you're attending online, just click the Next Steps link and use the form to introduce yourself. You can also say hello in the chat and let us know you're attending for the first time. If you're joining us in person, click the Next Steps tab at votrweekly.org and use the digital form. Or grab a Next Steps card from the back of a chair, fill it out, and drop it in an offering box. We'll follow up this week to start a conversation. Vineyard Youth, join us for a trip to Kurt Gowdy State Park this Wednesday. We'll hike to Hidden Falls and share a short devotional. We'll meet at the church at 9 a.m. and pickup will be 8 p.m. Meals are provided and the cost is $20 per student. Registration is in the weekly. Hey young adults, join us for burgers and a bonfire this Thursday at 7 p.m. This is a great way to get connected and find out more about what's going on in our young adult community. Hey kids, bring your whole family to the Back to School Splash on Sunday, August 8th from 4 to 6 o'clock here at the Vineyard. We'll celebrate your new school year with slip and slides, water balloons, water blasters, and more. Light snacks and drinks will be provided, and you're welcome to pack a picnic dinner. All ages are welcome. We hope to see you there. Giving an offering is a great way to invest in joining God's mission, transforming all things. We won't pass offering baskets during the service. Instead, we invite you to make giving part of your worship by placing your gift in one of the boxes in the back of the sanctuary, or by giving online. Just look for the giving link and follow the prompts. Once again, we're so glad you're joining us today. If you're just tuning in, here's a quick recap of what's coming up at the Vineyard. Well, service is starting soon, so that's it for me this week. Whether you're on the live stream or you're in the sanctuary right now, we want to invite you to stand as you're able and join us in singing to God. The lyrics will be on screen to help you make these songs your prayers today.
Good morning. Welcome to the Vineyard. We're so glad you're here. Go ahead and stand as you're able. I'm going to read Psalm 22 through 30. When the Israelites escaped from Egypt, when the family of Jacob left that foreign land, the land of Judah became God's sanctuary, and Israel became his kingdom. The Red Sea saw them coming and hurried out of their way. The water of the Jordan River turned away. The mountains skipped like rams, the hills like lambs. What's wrong, Red Sea, that made you hurry out of their way? What happened, Jordan River, that you turned away? Why, mountains, did you skip like rams? Why hills like lambs? Tremble, O earth, at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the God of Jacob. He turned the rock into a pool of water. Yes, a spring of water flowed from solid rock.
Let's sing this old hymn together. Make it your prayer that he would abide with you today.
Abide with me. Fast falls the eventide. The darkness deepens. Oh Lord, with me abide. When other helpers fail and comforts flee, help of the helpless, abide with me. Thou on my head in early youth did smile, and though rebellious and perverse meanwhile, thou hast not left me, though I oft left thee on to the close, Lord, abide with me.
Sing abide.
Abide with me. Abide with me. If thou art with me here, then here is all I need. Oh, blessed Savior, abide with me. I need thy presence every passing hour. What but thy grace can the tempter's power, who like thyself, my God, and stay can be through cloud and sunshine, abide with me. Abide. Abide with me. I fear no foe, I fear no foe. With thee at hand to bless, ills have no weight, and tears no bitterness. Oh, death, where thy sting, O grave, thy victory, I triumph still if thou abide with me. Just abide with me. Abide. Hold thou thy cross before thy closing eyes, shine through the gloom and point me to the skies. Heaven's morning breaks and earth's shadows flee. In life and death, Lord, abide with me. Heaven's morning. And heaven's morning breaks and earth's shadows flee. In life and death, Lord, abide with me.
Yeah, Lord, come. Come and dwell with me. Draw near, God. Draw near, God.
I am waiting. and I am listening.
Making it hard, that you are with us, that you are here, that you promise that if we draw near to you, that you will draw near to us, God, and that we find your welcome. Lord, when we come to you, we find welcome. We find your arms open wide to us. And in your presence, God, we find everything that we need. We find your peace. We find your strength. We find your mercy, God. Well, thank you that that is who you are, that that's what we find in you. Right now, God, we turn our hearts, we turn our attention, our minds, our whole selves, Lord, we turn towards you, and we invite you to come and speak and to have your way. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Guys, thank you so much for worshiping with us, making these songs your prayers. You can have a seat. If you're in middle school, we want to send you to class right now. And so your leaders are in the back right over there. They'll take you across the hall for the rest of service.
After the resurrection, Jesus showed up to some of his followers on the road to Emmaus. He taught them how all the prophets, all the scriptures, and all the Old Testament pointed to Jesus. Their response was simple. Didn't our hearts burn within us? Let this be our prayer. Lord, open our eyes to see and make our hearts burn for you.
Good morning. That's a great response. We're awake this morning, 9 a.m. I love it. My name is Natalie, and I'm one of the pastors here at the church. It's great to be with you all here in person and online. As you saw in the video, we are in a series called Burning Hearts, where we are connecting the dots of the Old Testament to the life of Jesus. One of the things that has struck me about this series is how long it took for Jesus to show up. All of these stories and all of these promises took a few thousand years. And I was surprised by the contentment of God's slow journey. Today, our passage teaches one incredibly important spiritual truth: the kingdom of God grows slowly. We've heard the miraculous stories, but more often than not, it's the slow drip of the kingdom. It's the acorn that's slowly growing into a mighty oak tree. It's a river chiseling out this winding path. And we see this in the life of Jesus, one man who discipled 12 people. He was born in a quiet way in a side street of an overlooked town. A carpenter's son, slowly learning with only about 30 years of life. And just a minute, my computer just turned off. Surprise! Hold on a second. I don't know what happened. It just blacked out. So, I've got paper. It's fine. Hang on a second. Thank you. Thanks, assistant. All right. Really awesome. How convenient is that? I had a printout. Okay, so I'm going to be looking this way a little bit more, but we hang with me. So in today's world, the birth of the kingdom would seem remarkably, the birth of the kingdom, like I was just talking about Jesus, the slow process of discipling 12 people would seem a little bit insignificant or maybe even painfully slow to us today. And so I'm intrigued by this slow journey of Jesus. Let's pray, and then we'll dive in. So Jesus, I thank you for your presence. I thank you that you are with us. I just pray that we would bring you glory this morning, Lord, that us gathering, us tuning in online, that we would bring you glory and that we would bless your name this morning. And we say thank you. Amen. All right, so if you didn't know this about me, I'm a tree and plant lady. I love to watch plants grow and the process that it takes. And we have a good handful of trees in our house currently, and they all started as these little baby trees. Not only is it cheaper to buy them when they are small, right? It's way cheaper. But you also get to watch them grow slowly. And one of the first trees that Jeff and I bought was this peach tree. It was at our house in Kansas City. We decided we needed to plant a tree. And we planted it, and it literally looked like a stick that we placed in the ground. It was like, people probably were like, what is that? But the first few years, it had really slow growth. It took a lot of time. The second year, it grew taller and had a good amount of leaves. It actually looked like a tree. And then the third year, we had so many peaches on this tree that we didn't know what to do with it. It was like peach jam, peach, I don't know what you can do with peaches. I like ran out of ideas. And it was amazing. And then when we moved here to Fort Collins, we ended up buying an olive tree. And we didn't see blooms until the fourth year. And it was just kind of a slow, slow process. Well, when I bought the olive tree, I started to wonder what other kinds of unique house plants could I buy. And now, after some research, we have a banana tree. We have a lemon tree, and it's got its first big lemon on it. I'm really excited about that. We have an avocado tree. We have two coffee bean plants. And someday, maybe I'll roast some coffee with them. I don't know. And we have a mandarin orange tree as well. I guess I like plants, and I think I like unique ones. Turns out it's become a thing. But they all started as sticks. And when they finally began to bloom, it was so exciting. Once someone noticed a bloom in our house, everyone would run to the tree and check it out. I remember our kids would yell, "There's a flower on the tree," and we'd all run. And then we'd go from plant to plant to plant to see if there's any new growth. We'd look and study the leaves. And this is something that we do at our house. It's a fun process, something that I really enjoy. Now, I haven't bought this one, But lately, I've been learning about the Chinese bamboo tree. The process of this tree is amazing. The Chinese bamboo tree is a tree that has this incredibly hard seed, and when you plant it, it has very particular care instructions. I don't know if I'm going to be getting this one. In order for the tree to grow, you have to care for the soil and keep watering the seed, which is very normal when you care for plants. But this tree, it's a little bit different. It needs to be watered and fertilized every single day for 5 years before you see it sprout. I mean, think about the time and commitment. You can almost feel it. Like, what? You have to do that? It just takes a lot of patience, takes a lot of dedication. I mean, the discipline of caring for something that in your own eyes looks dead, right? And there's even a chance that it might not ever grow. Once the 5 years have passed and the seed has been cared for, once it sprouts, it has this overwhelming growth. It can grow 90 feet tall in 6 months' time. So it has this like slow, steady thing. And then boom, you're probably like, where are all these trees coming from? What are we talking about here with seeds? So these plants and watching them grow, paired with our passage for today, teaches us one incredibly important spiritual truth. The kingdom of God grows slowly. That's why I've titled the sermon for this morning, Slow Growth Kingdom. All around us, strong growth takes time. We see it in plants, in houses, and trees, and we see it in the kingdom too. Our text for today is from the book of Daniel. Jeff taught from the book of Ezekiel just last week, and Daniel comes right after that, so we're kind of moving our way through the Old Testament. And I'm going to give you a little context with this passage. Our passage is when Daniel interprets a dream for King Nebuchadnezzar. What you need to know about Daniel is this. He was a Jewish man that was gifted in the prophetic. He could interpret dreams. And he had been given a lot of favor as a slave living in Babylon. And right before our scripture for today, King Nebuchadnezzar had this spectacular dream, and he wanted to know exactly what it meant. So he called all the wise people together, all the prophets of God and all the false prophets of the day, and demanded that they tell him what the dream was and also interpret what it meant. This was incredible pressure because they were all facing death if they couldn't find out what the dream was along with the interpretation. And that was a crazy request. So Daniel prayed, and God gave him the dream and the interpretation, and that's where we pick up in Scripture today. Let's take a look at Daniel 2, 29 to 35. While your majesty was sleeping, you dreamed about coming events. He who reveals secrets has shown you what is going to happen. And it is not because I am wiser than anyone else that I know the secret of your dream, but because God wants you to understand what was in your heart. In your vision, your majesty, you saw standing before you a huge, shining statue of a man. It was a frightening sight. The head of the statue was made of fine gold, its chest and arms were silver, its belly and thighs were bronze, and its legs were iron, and its feet were a combination of iron and baked clay. As you watched, a rock was cut from a mountain, but not by human hands. It struck the feet of iron and clay, smashing them to bits. The whole statue was crushed into small pieces of iron, clay, bronze, silver, and gold. Then the wind blew them away without a trace, like chaff on a threshing floor. But the rock that knocked the statue down became a great mountain that covered the whole earth. Now that was the dream. Daniel was explaining the dream, and he went on to say that the gold, silver, bronze, iron, and baked clay each represented kingdoms that would come after King Nebuchadnezzar's reign. It was a prophetic dream. And just a few verses later, in verses 44 and 45, Daniel shares the meaning of the dream. Verse 44. During the reign of those kings, the God of heaven will set up a kingdom that will never be destroyed or conquered. It will crush all these kingdoms into nothingness, and it will stand forever. That is the meaning of the rock cut from the mountain, though not by human hands, that crushed to pieces the statue of iron, bronze, clay, silver, and gold. The great God was showing the king what will happen in the future. The dream is true and its meaning is certain. So first the dream and then the interpretation. This is an incredible moment that records the broadest sweep of world history that God gave any prophet. It is the big picture, kind of like an overview of history that points to the future of the coming kingdom. But the most significant part of the dream isn't that it shares this macro view of world history, but that it points directly to Jesus. In this dream from Daniel, he's talking about a coming kingdom that is superior to all other kingdoms. And when Jesus showed up, and almost everything he taught and everything he demonstrated was that the kingdom of God is at hand and that the kingdom of God is near. It was a major teaching he came back to time and time again. So here's two quick examples from the teachings of Jesus where he talks about this same slow growth kingdom almost 500 years after our passage in Daniel. So Matthew 13, 31 to 33 reads, "Here is another illustration Jesus used. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed planted in a field. It is the smallest of all seeds, but it becomes the largest of garden plants. It grows into a tree, and birds come and make nests in its branches." Jesus also used this illustration, "The kingdom of heaven is like the yeast a woman used in making bread. Even though she put only a little yeast in 3 measures of flour, it permeated every part of the dough." So in the same way that a rock turned into a mountain, Jesus taught that a small seed would grow into a big tree with a big impact. And he also taught that a small amount of yeast would eventually permeate every part of the dough. Maybe even a little more compelling or more powerful an example is from Matthew 21, when Jesus describes himself as the rock. Look at Matthew 21, 42 to 44. "Then Jesus asked them, 'Didn't you ever read this in the scriptures? The stone that the builders rejected has now become the cornerstone. This is the Lord's doing, and it is wonderful to see. I tell you, the kingdom of God will be taken away from you and given to a nation that will produce the proper fruit. Anyone who stumbles over that stone will be broken to pieces, and it will crush anyone it falls on.'" Doesn't that sound a lot like the dream? Doesn't it remind you of how the rock crushes a statue and turns into a mountain? But remember, Jesus didn't come as a mountain. He came as a stone, as a rock, as a humble king. He came as a carpenter's son, one man with very humble beginnings. It wasn't a world uprising. It was a regional discipleship movement that slowly began to permeate the world, just like the yeast or the mustard seed. And since this is true, can we all just kind of collectively exhale and not put so much pressure on ourselves to make the kingdom happen when we are not seeing God's activity? One of the Christian narratives in America is that we're slipping or that we're losing ground, but the rock is still becoming a mountain. After Pentecost, there were 12 disciples and a couple thousand followers. And as of 2015, there are over 2 billion Christians on the planet. 2 billion, you know? It's just a big change. Most of them don't live in the United States, and that's why it might feel like we're slipping. But the rock is still becoming a mountain. That's happening all over the world. But rocks are also becoming mountains in us. Let's talk about how the slow growth kingdom applies to our personal lives. There's 3 areas in particular that I want to focus on this morning, 3 areas that we can partner with God in slowly building the kingdom. The first area I want to take a look at is slow growth at home. And I can't help but think about parenting. Parenting is a slow process. Like the rock growing into a mountain, we have to trust the journey of our kids into adults. I think about the Chinese bamboo tree where you water it every day, and then after 5 years, you finally see it sprout and take off. It's like the stages of parenting or watching kids grow. As a parent, you find yourself repeating things over and over and over and over again, right? I've heard myself say things like, say thank you, or flush the toilet, and then they flush the toilet, and you hear it from the other room, and you're like, yes, I didn't have to say anything. It's just a thing, they did it. Parenting win. And oftentimes, parenting and growth happens slower than we want it to, and that's okay. We need to embrace that instead of fight against it, because Rome wasn't built in a day. Our children won't become healthy, mature people in one day. It takes time, it's a slow process, and it's a lot like the kingdom. Jesus took a rock and he turned it into a mountain that is still growing. And if he's okay with slow growth of his kingdom, he's going to be okay with slow growth in our homes as well. Parents, you're doing a good job. Take a breath and embrace the season that you are in, because God isn't afraid of growing things slowly. The second area I want to talk about this morning is this: slow growth in your city. There's a mountain growing here, in Northern Colorado, in Fort Collins, in our church. The kingdom is growing. It might not feel that way when my daughter comes home and talks about being bullied at school. It just might not. It might not feel that way when tensions still exist socially or politically, or when we read about this homicide that just took place last week. It's hard to see the growth of the kingdom when it feels like the kingdoms of this world are casting shadows on the kingdom of God. But the promise still remains. The rock is becoming the mountain. Instead of getting overwhelmed with the problems, how can we collectively be a part of the solution? How can we join the slow growth of the kingdom in our church and in our city? I want to invite you to join the Love FOCO Action Team. We have a great team here that serves our ministry partners and our city once a month. And you can contact Terry to join that team. I put her email in the announcements. That's a great way to look for slow growth in our city and to move forward in that. So we've talked about slow growth at home and slow growth in our city. And the third thing I'm going to talk about is slow growth in your hearts. Don't believe the lie that overnight success actually happens. It might sound strong, but spirituality takes time. Spiritual maturity takes time. And it's a long journey. It's a day in, day out, year in, year out relationship. The temptation is to look at somebody years ahead of you and expect that you can get there overnight, and you simply can't. Slow growth is still growth. Remember the parable of the mustard seed that I talked about earlier. Jesus didn't plant a tree, he planted a seed. And the seed over time is what grows into a tree. You have a lifetime for the seed that Christ planted in your heart to become everything he created you to be. It would be a mistake for you at any age to think you're done growing or to think that you'll get there overnight. For my own personal growth, I make an effort to read the Bible every day, and some days I have time for like a full hour, and some days it's 5 minutes, but I am committed to the slow process. There's so much to unpack in Scripture, and when I look back at my week, what I've read can sometimes seem insignificant, but when I look back even farther, 5 years, 10 years, that's when I see the growth. That's when I notice transformation in my life. So don't be discouraged with the slow process of transformation. Just like a child has a slow growth process, and just like our city has a slow growth process, your heart and your journey will have the same. Embrace the small, consistent habits of the kingdom, because that's how rocks become mountains. As we pull all of this together and I prepare to close, I want to share a thought about why God does it that way, why we saw a rock to a mountain in Daniel. a seed to a tree in Matthew, and a small discipleship movement to a worldwide community. Slow growth is strong growth. Slow growth is strong growth. Think about it. We are all weary of these like get-rich-quick programs, and nobody would trust the integrity of a house built in a day. And leaders who have never struggled often end up like shooting stars that shine bright at first but fade away quickly. Families that embrace the journey are often strong. Churches that are content with quality over quantity are often healthier. And when we trust that the sometimes slow process of transformation, that's when our roots really grow deep. And that's when we can allow ourselves to become stronger in that place when it's really hard. We are living in a slow growth kingdom. Daniel prophesied it. Jesus fulfilled it. And we can live into the same promise that although the kingdom may have started small, it will eventually become a breathtaking mountain. Let's pray. Jesus, I thank you for this reminder. I thank you for the reminder to walk slowly with you, to find contentment in the journey. I thank you for that example. I thank you for the ways that you've lived that out. And God, I pray that you would be speaking to us this morning, Lord, ways that you are inviting us to grow slowly, one step at a time. So we thank you for your word and this time together. Amen. Well, here at the Vineyard, we create a space for you. We want you to be able to reflect on all that you've just heard. Oftentimes, our culture goes so fast that we just move right on. And so we want to pause, and we're going to take just a couple minutes. The band is going to play quietly behind me. And we're just going to sit and reflect and maybe ask the question, what is God highlighting for you this morning? So take a few moments to reflect, and I'll be back up to lead you in a time of ministry and response. Let's stand together. In addition to our time of quiet reflection, we also want to create a space to respond to all that God is doing. You can do this in a variety of ways this morning. Our team is here to lead you in worship, so you can sing with us this morning. You can take this time to give as an act of worship. You can do that online or in the boxes in the back. And you can also receive prayer this morning. Our prayer team is going to be right back here in the back, and they would love to pray for you. We've talked about this before, but we go throughout our weeks without having anyone pray for us. This is a space for that. We want to create time and space for you to receive prayer and to partner with somebody else in that. If you're online and you'd like to receive prayer, you can click the prayer button, and a member of our team will connect with you as well. So as we prepare to respond, I feel like there may be some of you in the room that maybe feel like you are stuck. Maybe you don't feel like you have seen any growth and like maybe hit a wall or feel discouraged. I want to encourage you to receive prayer this morning. If that's you, I'd want to encourage you to go to the back and receive prayer. I also feel like there may be some of you that simply can't slow down. It's really hard to slow down. And maybe you've been pushing forward in your own strength to meet expectations. And maybe even it makes it, you're trying to make it look like you're already at the top of the mountain. But internally, you're maybe feeling weakness or failure. I want to encourage you as well to receive prayer this morning. Invite Jesus to take the weight off your shoulders, because remember, slow growth is growth, and Jesus is okay with that. So take one small step forward at a time today. Respond to what Jesus is inviting you into this morning. You can also go back and receive prayer for any other prayer need you may have, whether that's physical, you have pain, you need healing, a blessing, asking for prayer for a blessing or something to celebrate with. Wherever you are at, there's a place for you to receive prayer this morning. Let me pray over the room and then we can respond together. So Jesus, we just invite your presence. We invite you to move, God. Help us to respond in the ways that you are leading us to. And I just pray, Lord, that as we worship and as we sing together, Lord, that you would be glorified this morning. We thank you and praise you for your presence with us, and for the ways that you lead us gently. Amen. Let's worship together and respond to what God is inviting you into. And in a few songs, I'll be back up to close the service.
me up with hands that hold the stars, but far enough. Oh, Holy Spirit, come and light me up with hands that hold my heart.
Us up, Lord, and helping us on the journey, Lord, and meeting us at every place in our lives, God. I pray that you would remind us of your presence, Lord, this week. I thank you that the rock is still becoming a mountain. I thank you for that promise, God. I thank you for the peace that that brings, Lord, the weight that gets lifted off our shoulders with that, Lord. So God, help us to lean into that. Help us to lean into you, Jesus, this week. In your name, amen. Thank you so much for worshiping with us this morning and being with us. We'll continue our Burning Heart series next week. Have a great Sunday.
So bring your rule and reign to heal and set us free. Your kingdom coming now, a glimpse of what will be, a glimpse of eternity. Say